All right, welcome back, everybody. We are diving into the NFL playoff picture this week.
Week 14.
Oh, it is getting.
Things are really heating up.
Yeah, they really are. And we've got this fantastic article from CBS Sports kind of laying out all the scenarios, all the clinching possibilities.
It's that time of year.
Who's in, who's out.
Exactly.
And all the drama that goes with it.
Yeah.
So let's just jump right in.
Let's do it.
I mean, I think the biggest story right off the bat.
Absolutely.
Got to be the Detroit Lions.
The Lions clinching their first playoff berth.
I mean, how long has it been?
It feels like forever.
Feels like forever.
Right. I mean, and the way they did it, taking down the Packers, that's got to feel good for Lions fans.
Oh, absolutely. Especially after all those years of, well, you know.
Yeah, disappointment.
Disappointment, let's just say.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, what's so impressive about the Lions this year?
It's not just that they're winning, it's how they're winning.
Yeah, how so?
Their defense is a wall. I mean, they're giving up the fewest points in the entire league.
See, that's what I think gets lost sometimes, right? We focus on the Lions ending this drought.
Right.
But the way they're doing it, that's what makes me think, okay, maybe they're not just a one-and-done playoff team.
Right. They're not just happy to be there.
Exactly. So they're in.
Yeah.
They clinched. Congratulations to the Detroit Lions and their fans.
Absolutely. What a story.
But can they actually make a run? Because their schedule,
if brutal,
the rest of the way, it's brutal.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not enough to just get in. You got to be set up for success in the playoffs and that schedule.
Yeah, it's not doing them any favors.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
especially that Week 17 clash against the Vikings. That could decide the whole NFC North.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one.
High stakes.
Yeah, that's a big one for sure.
Huge.
Okay, so Lions are in, and speaking of clinching, the Eagles also punched their ticket this week.
They did, with a win over the Panthers.
Looking like a real threat in the NFC.
Oh, absolutely. They've been so consistent all season, offense and defense clicking.
They really have.
Yeah. I mean, they actually have the easiest remaining strength of schedule in the NFC.
Really?
So they could be in a prime position to challenge for that top seed.
Okay, so two teams officially in, but let's be real. The real drama is in those wild card races. And the AFC, my goodness.
That's a logjam.
It's a total logjam. You've got like, what, six teams all within a game or two of each other?
It's crazy. And this is where tiebreakers start to get really important.
Oh, don't even get me started on tiebreakers.
Right.
Because you've got...
That's a headache.
The Steelers and Bills, they're tied for the second seed right now.
Yep. Same record.
But their records against common opponents, totally different.
Totally different. So one bad week for either team, and they could be tumbling down the standings.
Okay, hold on. You're going to have to break this down for me because... Tiebreakers, they make my head spin.
I know. It's a lot, but it's important.
It is.
So basically, if they finish with the same record, right, the first tiebreaker is head-to-head,
right,
which doesn't apply here because they didn't play each other.
Right.
Then it goes to record within the division, then record against common opponents, and so on.
Okay, and so the Bills played a slightly tougher schedule so far.
Yeah, slightly tougher. So if they both stumble, that could actually benefit them in the tiebreaker.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so it's not just about wins and losses?
Nope. It's about who you beat and who you lost to.
It's about all these little details. All right. I'm starting to get it.
It's a lot to keep track of.
It is.
But it makes it exciting.
It does. So beyond the Bills and Steelers, who else is making noise in the AFC? Like, who should we be watching?
Well, you got the Chargers, the Ravens, the Texans, the Broncos. It's honestly anyone's game at this point.
It really is.
Yeah, and the Chargers have that tough Week 17 matchup against the Raiders you mentioned earlier. If they lose that.
Oh, yeah.
And the Broncos, say, win out.
Yeah.
The entire AFC West could flip on its head.
The Chargers blowing the division lead that late in the season. I mean, crazier things have happened, I guess.
Right.
But that would be a meltdown of epic proportions.
It would be. But don't sleep on those Broncos. Their defense has been quietly improving.
They have.
And they've got a favorable schedule down the stretch.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not saying they're a Super Bowl contender, but a wild card spot.
It's definitely within reach.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so AFC is chaos.
Organized chaos.
Organized chaos. I like that.
Gotta love the NFL.
We do. All right. What about the NFC? We know the Lions and the Eagles are in.
They're in.
But is there anyone else close to clinching?
Well, not quite clinching, but the Buccaneers are sitting pretty atop the NFC South right now.
They are, and they actually swept the Falcons this year, right?
They did, which makes their head-to-head tiebreaker pretty straightforward.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
If they win just two of their last four games, they're almost guaranteed the division.
I guess you never really hear about teams sweeping each other and still having to worry about the division that late in the season.
It's unusual.
But then again, the NFC South.
It's always a wild ride.
It always is.
Right. I mean, remember, the Bucs just took over the division lead after the Falcons had a rough week.
Right.
It just shows how quickly things can change, especially with these divisional matchups.
Especially in the NFC South. So we've got the Buccaneers likely locking up the South. Who else is looking good in the NFC?
Well, the Vikings and Seahawks are both in good shape.
They are.
But they're still battling it out for positioning.
Right, right.
And their Week 16 matchup in Seattle, that could be a preview of a playoff game.
Oh, absolutely.
And it might decide who gets a home game in the wild card round.
Oh, huge.
Yeah.
High stakes. I love those kinds of games where you can just feel the playoff implications.
Oh, yeah.
Every snap, every play, it's like sudden death almost.
Like the regular season suddenly becomes do or die.
Exactly, exactly. All right, so before we get too deep into potential playoff matchups,
right,
let's take a quick look at those teams whose playoff dreams are sadly already over.
Yeah, got to pour one out for those teams.
Got to pour one out. So who's mathematically eliminated at this point?
Well, in the AFC, you've got the Jets. Unfortunately, they've got the NFL's longest playoff drought now at a whopping 14 seasons.
Oh, man. That's going to sting for Jets fans.
It's got to hurt.
But, hey, at least they can start looking ahead to next year's draft, right?
That's the silver lining, right?
Right, right.
Start planning for the future.
Exactly. So Jets are out. Who else?
And then you've got the Browns, the Jaguars.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be focusing on building for the future, hoping for better luck next season.
Right, right. But for those teams still in the hunt, I mean,
the real drama is just beginning.
This is where it gets good. So let's talk about those teams on the bubble.
Oh, yeah.
Those underdogs, those teams that still have a shot.
A chance, a glimmer of hope.
At crashing this playoff party, who should our listeners be keeping an eye on?
Well, in the AFC, the Miami Dolphins have been quietly putting together a strong finish.
The Dolphins. Really? I mean, they're a couple of games back.
They are.
But their schedule's pretty soft down the stretch, right?
It is. They've got winnable games against the Texans and the Jets, both of whom are already eliminated. And if a few other things go their way,
right,
they could sneak into that final wild card spot.
It's a long shot.
It is.
But it's not impossible.
Not impossible.
It's like a real life Cinderella story waiting to happen.
Right.
Love it. Love it. What about the NFC? Any dark horses lurking in the shadows?
The NFC is tough. It's crowded.
Yeah, it is.
But if we're talking dark horses,
yeah,
the Dallas Cowboys might be worth watching.
The Cowboys? Seriously. I mean, they've been so up and down all year.
They have.
Are they really built for a playoff run?
That's the big question, right?
Yeah.
They have the talent, no doubt.
Yeah.
But they need to find some consistency. Their remaining schedule does have some winnable games, though.
Like who?
They got the Panthers, the Commanders.
Okay, yeah, those are winnable.
If they can get hot at the right time, who knows?
Right, but they still have to face the Buccaneers and the Commanders, too.
Oh, yeah, those are going to be tough.
So it's not going to be easy.
No, it's not going to be easy, but the potential is there.
It is, it is. So the Cowboys, a maybe.
A maybe, a dark horse.
A dark horse, I like it. Any other NFC teams our listeners should be keeping an eye on?
You know, I think the key takeaway here is that the NFC playoff picture is far from settled.
Right.
There are a lot of teams still in the mix. And even those on the outside looking in can't be completely ruled out.
Yeah, that's true.
Every game matters. Every snap counts. And we're in for a wild finish to the season.
I am so ready for this.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be good. All right. Before we move on to potential playoff scenarios,
okay,
let's quickly recap what we've learned so far for our listeners, just to make sure everyone's on the same page.
Sounds good.
So, to recap, we've got two teams clinched in each conference.
Right.
The Lions and the Eagles in the NFC.
Yep.
Chiefs and Bills in the AFC.
That's right.
We talked about the importance of tiebreakers.
Yeah.
Especially in that tight AFC race.
Absolutely.
And how those seemingly minor details,
right,
can make all the difference.
Huge difference.
We also highlighted some of the key divisional races to watch, like the Buccaneers likely taking the NFC South.
Probably.
And the nail biter that is the AFC West. And of course, we can't forget about those underdog teams.
The underdogs.
Like the Dolphins and the Cowboys, who are still fighting for their playoff lives.
Still a chance.
Still a chance, exactly. So as we head into these final weeks of the regular season.
Yeah.
The question on everyone's mind is.
What's the question?
Which team currently outside the playoff picture has the best chance of making a surprise run?
That's the million-dollar question.
That is the million-dollar question, and it's one we'll be exploring in more detail after a quick word from our sponsors.
Can't wait.
Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back. Okay, so we've got the lay of the land.
The playoff picture.
Yeah, but as we know,
It's not over yet.
things can change drastically in
Well,
these last few weeks of the season.
right, anything can happen.
So let's, speculate a little,
A little bit of fun.
have some fun with it. What are some
Yeah.
potential scenarios, some matchups
Sure.
that could make things really interesting down the stretch?
Well, one thing that jumps out at me is the potential for some shakeups in the divisional races.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We talked about the
Yeah.
Chargers maybe losing that AFC West lead, but what about the NFC North?
The Vikings, yeah.
Vikings still have a shot
They do.
at stealing that division from the Lions.
That Week
I
17
know, yeah.
matchup between the Vikings and the Lions,
That's going to be
gonna
huge.
be massive.
But first,
Yeah.
Vikings got to get through the Seahawks in Seattle.
Oh, that's right. That's Week 16.
That's no easy task.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Seattle's always a tough place to play.
Especially late in the season.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a great example of how, every win matters, not just for your own record,
Right.
but for potentially affecting other teams
Exactly.
and their playoff hopes.
It's all connected.
Yeah, it's all connected.
So the Vikings, if they lose to Seattle, that obviously helps the Lions, but it also helps other NFC teams fighting for those wild card spots.
Right, so it's like a chain
A
reaction.
domino effect.
One result can have ripple effects across the entire conference.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's play this out. Let's say the Vikings do pull off the upset
Yep.
and they beat the Lions in Week 17.
Right.
Who are they likely to face in the playoffs?
Well, if they win the division, they'd likely host a wild card game,
Okay,
right?
right.
And their potential opponents, you're looking at maybe the Buccaneers,
Okay.
the Seahawks, maybe even the Packers.
If they sneak in.
If they can pull it off, yeah. Each
Yeah.
matchup would present its own challenges.
For sure, for sure. The Buccaneers, I mean, they seem like a tough matchup for anyone,
Oh, they're tough.
especially with Tom Brady.
Tom Brady defying Father Time.
I mean, he just keeps going.
He does.
But do you think the Vikings, I mean, do they match up well against the Buccaneers?
They actually do. They have a strong pass rush, which you need against Brady
Right.
to disrupt his rhythm. And their offense is explosive enough to
Yeah.
keep pace with Tampa Bay's firepower.
So, a potential Vikings-Buccaneers playoff game.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That would be a shootout.
Sign me up.
Sign me up. What about the Seahawks?
The Seahawks, well, Seattle.
Yeah.
Always a tough place to play.
They always seem to play well at home.
Especially in the playoffs.
Yeah, but the Vikings, I mean, they have beaten them in Seattle before.
They have.
And their offense, I mean, they can put up
They
points
can score.
against that Seattle defense.
Yeah, it'd be a high-scoring affair.
Okay, so the Vikings have a path, but it's a challenging one.
It's not going to be easy.
It's not going to be easy. What about those underdog teams
Oh,
we
yeah.
talked about? The Dolphins, the Cowboys.
The long shots,
Could they have,
good dark horses.
yeah, do they have any realistic chance
My,
of making the playoffs?
it's an uphill battle, but
Yeah.
can't count them out just yet.
Okay.
The Dolphins, like we said, they have a favorable schedule down the stretch.
Yeah, the Texans, the Jets.
Yeah, both teams already eliminated,
Right.
so those are, very winnable games for them.
But they would need a lot of
A
help
lot of help.
from other
Like a
teams.
lot of
A
chaos.
lot of chaos, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They need some unlikely losses
Right.
from the teams currently ahead of them in the standings.
Right. But stranger things have happened
Oh, absolutely.
in the NFL. I mean,
This is the
any
NFL.
given Sunday, right?
Any given Sunday, anything can
So
happen.
you're saying there's a chance?
There's a chance, a glimmer of hope.
I love it. What about the Cowboys? What needs to happen for them to make a miracle run?
For the Cowboys, it's all about consistency.
Yeah,
They have the talent
they do.
to beat anyone in this league,
They've shown that.
but they've also shown a tendency to beat themselves.
Yeah, with the mistakes, the penalties.
Melodies, the
It's
turnovers.
frustrating to watch
It
sometimes.
is.
But if they can clean up their game,
Right.
string together some wins,
Yeah, get hot at the right time.
they can make things interesting.
They
They
couldn't.
still have the Buccaneers
Oh, yeah.
and the Commanders on the schedule.
Tough games.
Those are going to be tough.
That could be easy.
So it's really going to come down to
Right.
whether they can play up to their potential
Right.
and avoid those costly mistakes.
Consistency is key
Consistency is key.
for the Cowboys.
It really is amazing, though,
Yeah.
how much every single game matters in these last few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just about
It's not just about winning.
winning, it's about momentum.
Momentum.
Tiebreakers,
Thick and
setting yourself
sense.
up, playoff position.
For the best possible playoff position.
Absolutely. Every game is a piece of the puzzle,
Yeah.
and the teams that can put all the pieces together
At the right time.
At the right time.
Those are the ones playing in January.
That's it.
All right, before we wrap up this part,
okay,
I want to make sure we're giving our listeners some, you know, actionable takeaways.
Some things to watch for.
Yeah, some key things they should be watching for in these final few weeks. So what are your top, like, two or three things?
All right, well, first and foremost, pay attention to those divisional races.
Yeah.
As we've discussed, the NFC North, AFC West.
Wide open.
Wide open. NFC South, far from settled.
Right.
Every divisional game
yeah.
has the potential to be a game changer.
So circle those.
Circle them.
Divisional matchups.
On your calendar.
On the calendar. Got it. What else?
Keep an eye on the tiebreaker scenarios.
Oh, the tiebreakers. We talked about the Bills and Steelers, but there are other teams
right.
in both conferences where those tiebreakers could come into play.
Yeah.
And understanding how they work
yeah.
can really give you a better sense yeah. of which teams have the upper hand if things get tight.
That's a really good point. And I know some fans,
yeah.
they find tiebreakers confusing.
I know.
But they can really make or break
oh, yeah.
the team's playoff hopes.
Absolutely.
So tiebreakers is definitely important. Anything else?
And finally, don't count out those underdog teams.
The underdog.
We highlighted the Dolphins and Cowboys.
Right.
But there are other teams lurking on the fringes of the playoff picture.
Right. Right.
Who could make a run if things break their way.
It's a reminder that the NFL season, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
It is.
And while some teams may have stumbled early on,
right.
they still have a chance to finish strong.
Absolutely.
And make a statement.
It's not over till it's over.
It's not over till it's over.
That's what makes these final weeks so exciting.
Right.
The stakes are high.
Detergers on.
Every game has the potential to be a classic.
Well said. Well said. All right. So we're going to take a quick break, refresh our memories on some of the right. most memorable NFL playoff moments.
Gotta love those. Yeah.
When we come back, we'll be diving into
okay.
a few potential playoff matchups.
Okay.
Breaking down what could make those games so compelling.
Sounds good.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Okay, so we're back. And, you know, gotta love those playoff moments.
Oh, the memories.
The memories, the history. But, you know.
Yeah.
We gotta look forward to.
Right, to the future.
To the future.
Yeah.
So let's dive into some of these.
Absolutely.
Potential playoff matchups.
Potential matchups, yeah.
Now, when you know things can change.
Oh, yeah. Things change fast.
Drastically
oh, yeah.
in these last few weeks.
Right. Anything can happen.
But let's speculate a little. Have some fun with it.
Let's have some fun.
What are some matchups that
you're particularly excited about?
Well, you know, if the seeds hold
yeah.
a potential divisional round matchup
okay.
between the Lions and the Eagles.
Oh, that would be...
That would be something else.
A clash of style.
Clash yeah. of styles, right.
You get the Lions with that stifling defense.
That defense is for real.
And then the Eagles, I mean...
Offensive juggernaut?
They've been an offensive juggernaut all year.
Not year long.
Do you think that Lions defense...
That's a good question.
Could contain Jalen Hurts and that Eagles offense?
I mean, it would be a challenge, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Hurts has been playing at an MVP level this year.
He has.
And their receiving core, I mean, come on.
Stacked.
One of the best in the league.
It's scary.
But the Lions have shown they can shut down even the most explosive offenses.
It would be strength against strength.
Oh, yeah.
A real chess match.
A real chess match. I could already see the headlines now. Unstoppable force meets immovable object.
That's it. That's the one.
Gotta love it.
Okay, so that's a potential NFC showdown. What about the AFC? Any matchups over there?
Oh, yeah.
That have you particularly intrigued?
If the Chiefs can secure that number one seed.
Hey.
A potential AFC championship game against the Bills.
Ooh, a rematch.
A rematch of last year's epic battle.
Oh, that classic.
And a chance for Josh Allen and the Bills to get some revenge.
Oh, that would be must-see TV.
Must-see TV. Two of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Absolutely.
Going head-to-head, trip to the Super Bowl on the line.
Do you think the Bills, I mean, do they have what it takes to finally get past Mahomes and the Chiefs?
It would be a close one, no doubt.
Yeah.
Bills have improved defensively.
They have.
And their offense.
Still potent.
Oh, it's as potent as ever, yeah.
But the Chiefs, I mean.
The Chiefs, they have that knack for making big plays in those crucial moments.
Yeah, they do.
And Mahomes, I mean.
Mahomes is Mahomes.
He's a magician.
He really is.
Escaping pressure, extending plays.
That's like he's got a sixth sense or something.
He's special.
He is special. So it sounds like you're giving the edge to the Chiefs.
I mean, slightly.
Slightly. But I wouldn't count out the Bills.
Don't count them out.
They're a hungry team.
Oh, yeah.
They've got a lot to prove.
They want that rematch.
They do.
Badly.
Okay. So that's, I mean...
That's just the tip of the iceberg.
That's just a taste.
Yeah, there are so many.
Of the potential playoff drama.
Potential storylines, rivalries.
And that's what makes...
It's unexpected heroes.
The NFL playoffs so great.
It's the best.
You just never know.
You never know what's going to happen.
What's going to happen.
It's unpredictable.
It's unpredictable. It's exciting.
And unforgettable.
And that's what we love about it. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the NFL playoff picture,
yeah,
I want to leave our listeners with one final thought.
Okay.
As you watch these final weeks unfold,
mm-hmm.
don't just focus on the wins and losses.
Right.
Pay attention to the narratives.
The stories.
The individual performance.
The moments.
The moments that will shape the legacy of this season.
Absolutely. The underdog stories, the clutch plays.
The comebacks.
The heartbreaks. It's all part of it.
It's what makes the NFL playoffs so unpredictable.
So unforgettable.
And so unforgettable. So buckle up, enjoy the ride.
It's going to be a wild ride.
And, you know, maybe we'll see you back here next week.
Yeah.
To break down even more
really.
Playoff madness.
Can't wait.
See you then.